Check.
Matt, you wore that last week. Are you going to a rodeo?
Nope, I got a barbecue to go to.
Is that frustrating?
Yeah, very much. I mean, you can imagine how frustrating it is for me, just because, you know, everything that went wrong, went wrong. Everything that could have went wrong, did. And that's really, really frustrating for me, because, you know, I take pride in our O-line. I think we're awesome, and just seemed like everybody was just a step off.
And one of the leaders, the three false starts in a row.
It always is. You know, the mental errors is something that we can't have, and we just got lucky. That's all it was.
What did those two sacks to Joe right at the beginning of that? What did that do to the confidence?
You know, it was hard. It was a shot for us. I don't think it affected us as much as you would think, because we knew that we were playing a team that threw a lot of stuff at us. I mean, they blitz a lot, they twist a lot, they do a lot of slants. It's a really, really confusing deal to go against. We never expected to give up sacks, and that hurt me as an lineman, and as the leader on our line. You just hate seeing things like that. Oh, it's huge for us. When you see your defense playing like that, when your offense is doing so bad, it's really easy to get up after that and say, hey, they're doing it. We need to go out and do it.
Miles Paul run back for touchdown. How big was Spark? It
was huge. I think at that point in the game was when we were like, oh, come on. It was just penalty after penalty after stop. I mean, it's like this is never ending. And then Halvin, that was big. We're now like, okay, the table set for us. We just go up 21-12. We're like, all right, now we need to go and put the nail in the coffin. I think it was trying to do too much. You know, being still ahead in the score, we really wanted to get a lead, and I think guys started pushing too much. You know, our old strength coach used to say, make 2 and 2 4. It'll never equal 5. Meaning, don't ever do more than you can do. And I think guys were just trying to be superheroes instead of just trying to do their job, which is fine. It's an easy fix.
When did it happen to get this run going?
You know, I think it's the same deal. Everyone needs to just play their part. They can't worry about trying to help out other guys all the time. They need to do what they can do.
Considering the fact that San Jose State's probably not Missouri, probably not Oklahoma, does this bring up a sense of urgency as to trying to get these things figured out before you get into
college play? Oh, yeah. But, you know, we're not thinking about Missouri and Oklahoma and stuff like that. We need to get this right before next week. And then we have to keep it right for Virginia Tech. I mean, we need to create more of a balanced offense. I mean, our running game was better today, I think. And you know, we came into the game knowing that they were going to win a few just because they had blitzes that we couldn't get. But when when you have a long drive and you get called back because of a hold, and then an offside and then a false start and all this stuff, it just kills a team. So I think we need to buckle down, just mentally and emotionally, and then we'll be fine.
Last week you said that wasn't an ugly win. Would you call this an ugly win?
Oh yeah, oh yeah. But still, a win is a win.
Matt, you guys last year missed the ball a lot. Now this year, trying to establish what we're running game. It's just a matter of getting.
Yeah, yeah. There was never a point in this game where our offense was in a rhythm. We would start to get in one, and then a penalty would kill us. Like I said, we knew that they were gonna stop us a play here and stop us a play there, and then as soon as we broke through the first line, it'd be gone. But you know, a couple times after getting one of those big runs and then being called back, I mean, you're just shooting yourself up in the foot. So there's definitely gonna be, I think, a greater emphasis on the run this week.
Coach Cotton would say he never really seen this many things go this bad and come out with a win.
Yeah. I don't know. The football guys were looking upon us. I mean, it was amazing. There was a point in the game where they doubled our yards, and we were still up. I don't know how that works.
Yep. Still a couple players outside, but we'll call it good in here.